look sharp.
Thank you.
Oh, there you are, boys. Hey, come on. It's time to eat. Oh, very classy. Nikki, who are you supposed to be?
That's my daddy.
Well, I guess you still have a little problem with that Windsor knot, eh?
And who are you supposed to be, Alex?
He's Uncle Jesse.
Well, Michelle, you've got Uncle Jesse and you've got Daddy. I'm starting to feel a little left out here.
I didn't forget you.
Okay.
The milkman, the paper boy, evening TV.
Where's DJ?
She's upstairs.
Okay, come on, everybody. DJ, come on, let's go. Come on down, let's go.
Joey, what's going on? I haven't seen you this excited since they brought back the McRib.
Becky, I am way past the McRib.
Joey, what is it?
Okay, come on, you guys.
What?
Well, you ready for your birthday present?
More? Joey, you already took me to the hockey game.
Well, that was just to take your mind off the fact that I didn't get you a real birthday present. Come on, let's go! Come on, everybody, let's go! Happy 16th birthday!
It's a car! It's a red car! It's my red car! Joey, thank you!
Whoa, 77 Firebird. Joey, this is some serious rideage here.
I got a car.
That's a very nice car, huh?
Yeah, car.
And you be nice to Joey, okay? Because maybe for your birthday he'll get you those beautiful diamond earrings you've been wanting. Come on.
There you go.
Say bye-bye, Joey.
Bye-bye,
bye,
guys.
Everybody.
Bye-bye.
Steve, get in.
You mean I can eat in your car?
Sure.
I love you.
Cooler than what Joey got me for my birthday.
Michelle, you got a slinky.
I said it was cooler.
Joey, when I agreed to let you buy DJ a car, I told you I wanted to pick it out with you. I mean, I bought all the consumer guides. I called Ralph Nader.
I'm sorry, Danny, but it was a great car and a great deal, and the woman who was selling it had another offer coming in, so I had to jump on it.
Joey, I love this car. The power windows, the stereo, the T-tops.
And don't forget to tell your dad about the seat belts, the padded dash, and trash bags, front and rear.
Well, I love it all. And I promise I'll be really careful.
Trash bags, front and rear? I know you'll be careful. Enjoy the car, honey. Joey, you just made one new driver really happy.
Well, thanks, Danny. You know, I couldn't love DJ anymore if she were my own daughter.
Kimmy, Steve, I'll go get my license and we'll cruise.
Do you people have any idea how good I look with my hair flowing in the wind?
None whatsoever. Joe, you mind if I start her up?
Oh, no, be my guest. She's in great shape, really cherry. See, the little old lady who sold it to me only drove it...
Don't tell me, on Sundays to church.
No, actually, it was Wednesdays to electrolysis. Yes, she's burned now. Look at this high-gloss paint job. This car is absolutely perfect, except for this little speck on the windshield, which, of course, we'll take care of right now. Well, that's better. Okay. The important thing is this car runs great.
Joey, didn't you have a mechanic look at the car?
Well, of course I... No.
Well, it looks like the battery's about 10 years old. The fan belt looks loose, and whatever this gum is holding together, it ain't holding it together anymore.
Why do I let you out without adult supervision?
What am I going to tell DJ? She was so darn happy.
It's all right, Joey. You know what? I think I can fix it.
You think?
I don't want to drive in a car that's going to break down all the time.
Well, me either. It's, you know, it's not one big thing. It looks like a bunch of little things. And you know what? It'll be no problems in the skilled hands of Mr. Goodhair.
Don't you mean Mr. Goodwrench?
No. Can you stall DJ while I work on these things?
Stall? Me? Ain't no problem. You know what I'll do? I'll tell her about my first car. What a cream puff that thing was. Wow. Push-button transmission, Scotch-guarded floor mats, AM radio. You want range, you got to go AM. Remember one time I was just, you know, cruising around. I picked up Winnemucca, Nevada. Shopping mall.
Stall them, not us.
Beep, 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 beep. The horn went beep, beep, beep. Okay, now just the boys. Beep, 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 beep. The horn went beep, beep, beep. All right, come on, now just the girls. Beep, 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 beep. The horn went beep, beep, beep. Now everybody a little bit louder this time, okay? Beep, 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 beep.
Joey.
Yeah.
Give me the socket wrench, will you?
Okay, I'm on it. Socket wrench. Socket wrench. Okay. Socket wrench. Oh, socket wrench, man's best friend. Oh, look, the paper boy. Oh. Yeah, Jess? I found the socket wrench. One socket wrench coming at ya.
Ow! Next tool you drop on my head will be permanently inserted up your nose.
I'm sorry. At least I dropped the right tool this time.
Just start the car, huh?
Okay.
All right, let her rip.
Okay. Brilliant. Jess, you are brilliant. Oh. Oh. Oil soaked, but brilliant.
Joey, you know, earlier when I asked you to change the oil filter, might have you forgotten to say, tighten it down?
Well, judging by your face, I'd say that's a distinct possibility, yes.
Hey, guys. Something wrong with the car?
Oh, no, couldn't be better. It runs great. Fine.
You bought a lemon, huh?
Look, the car is going to be fine if I can just get back to work here. Now, I need some help. Steph, can you get me another shirt?
Consider it done.
Thanks.
Is there anything I can do?
Somebody shoot me.
Look, Mr. Tanner, we're all pretty beeped out.
Dad, where can I have my car?
I told you in a little while. Right now, the guys are cleaning it. Joey's probably going over the seats with a can of Armor All and a Q-tip. Lucky duck. Wait, wait! Look who's coming. It's, Aunt Becky with Michelle and the boys. Say hi, Aunt Becky.
Hi, Aunt Becky.
Hi, guys. Listen, Jesse and Joey need a few more minutes to wash the car. So, does anyone want to help me and Michelle put Nikki and Alex down for their NAP?
Yeah. NAP time.
No, no. No, no. I think they got it figured O-U-T.
Yeah, but you know it would be F-U-N?
Driving my car?
In a little while. But first, Michelle, why don't you show DJ what you and Nikki and Alex have been working on?
We're starting a band. It's called Michelle, Nikki, and Alex.
Must have taken a long time to come up with that name.
Okay, Michelle. Here you go. Hit it.
Okay, boys. Pop goes weasel in C. And one, and two, and one, two, three.
All around the mulberry bush, the monkey chased the weasel.
What the heck is a mulberry bush?
Pop goes the weasel. Around the mulberry bush, that monkey chased that weasel. Everybody had lots of fun. Pop goes the weasel. All around the mulberry bush, the monkey chased the weasel.
Well, what do you think?
Beautiful. She's purring like a kitten.
Wait, kids, not yet.
Michael, roll the boat ashore. Hallelujah.
Hey, it's okay. It's okay. We're ready.
Don't you guys want to hear the last verse?
I didn't want to hear the first verse.
Hey, m'lady, your chariot awaits.
Finally.
Well, Deej, you know, I am so excited for you. I'm going to buy you your first tank of gas.
Uh-oh. Well, how about your first gallon?
Let's start her up. Yes.
Yes.
All right, guys. Let me handle this. Afternoon, sir.
Oh, you're a lady.
Okay, hi. Well, listen, officer, or should I call you officerette?
Back off.
Anyone else want to handle this? You?
Whose car is this?
It's mine, officer.
I gave it to her for her birthday.
Is there a problem here?
There won't be if you all keep your hands where I can see them and back away from the vehicle. Except you. You'll have to answer a few questions. This car is stolen.
The car Joey got me? The police think he stole it. What? They're nuts.
You want to repeat that, ma'am?
Not really.
Once again, I'll handle this. Officer, you know, I noticed you drove up a real nice motorcycle. I drive a Harley Davidson myself.
Who cares?
Not me. I'm gonna go sit down.
Excuse me, are you really a police officer?
Yes, I am.
Good, because somebody at school stole my eraser.
Michelle, who cares? We've got bigger problems here. Joey stole a car.
Steph?
I mean, he leased it.
Look, I didn't steal anything, okay? I was at the bank, and there was this little old lady with a for sale sign. Not on the little old lady, on the car.
We need proof of ownership. Do you have a pink slip?
Let me take another shot at this. Of course she has a pink slip. I mean, what kind of idiot buys a car without a pink slip? Joey, show her the pink slip. Show her the pink slip.
She said she'd mail it.
She said she'd mail it. Well, I mean, surely you see the humor in this whole situation. Me either. Again, I'm going to sit.
Joey, do you have anything to prove to this nice officer that you actually bought this car?
Well, no. I can describe the little old lady I bought it from.
Oh, that's great. That's he can describe the little old lady.
Yeah, she was little. And she was old. And those eyes. I'll never forget those eyes. There were two of them. Just take me away.
No, wait a second. I know this looks bad. Real bad. Pretty much an open and shut case. But look, I have known Joy my entire life. He's my best friend. And, officer, I can assure you, he's telling the truth.
Sir, do you really expect me to believe that a grown man would pay cash to a total stranger for a car and not get a pink slip?
Like I said, it's an open and shut case.
Listen, officer, you know, I see the problem here. The problem is, you look at Joey and you see a grown man, you know, but if you knew him, you know it ain't true.
I don't follow.
Well, then follow me. Come on. Now I ask you, officer, does this look like the room of a hardened criminal? I give you exhibit A. Look at this. A Scooby-Doo nightshirt.
Give me that.
I didn't buy it. It came with the bubble bath.
You see, would a guy steal a car, come home, take a nice bubble bath, and put on a Scooby-Doo nightshirt? I think not.
Jess, please, cut me a break here.
What's the point of this?
Officer, the point is that Joey is just a sweet, innocent, goofy guy who's just a child at heart.
Yeah, he starts off every day with a Three Stooges chewable vitamin.
It's true. Here they are. See? Whoop, 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 whoop. Whoop. Joey even has Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle slippers.
Oh, not the slippers.
This is Michelangelo. And I don't know who this is because Comet bit his head off.
You see, officer, Joey is a fair and trusting man. I mean, like a big kid. I mean, he would never rip anybody off, so he would never expect anyone to rip him off.
Well, I had my doubts, but the Ninja Turtle slippers put me over the top. Mr. Gladstone, I won't be taking you in.
Thank you, officer. Okay, fine.
But don't leave town. We still need to ask you a few questions. And Miss Tanner, I'm afraid we'll be impounding your vehicle.
That's okay. As long as you're not impounding Joey.
I'll let myself out.
Lucky break? Who would have known all your goofy stuff would have saved your butt, huh, Joey?
Yeah, you know, next time he gets in trouble, he should take a driver's license picture. You know, wearing the Scooby-Doo shirt and sitting in bubble bath and wearing those slippers. You
know? Yeah, well, I'm glad you guys are happy.
You mean you're not?
Oh, no, I feel great. DJ's present is being towed away, and I'm the big family joke. All this time, I thought you guys were laughing with me, and you were actually laughing at me. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Joey! Joey, where you going?
I don't know. Need to go for a walk. Maybe I'll go down and get a Goofy Joey Slurpee and maybe look for an apartment.
Okay, but you heard the officer. Don't leave town.
Look, Joey, I know that you're upset, but really, I mean, you're taking this the wrong way. We need to talk.
Yeah, well, I've heard enough.
Oh, no, she's right. Let's talk.
Come with us, Fred.
Come on. Guys, this is ridiculous, okay?
No, it's not.
All right. All right, fine. What do you want to talk about?
You and what you mean to this family.
Joey, we love having you here. It's so great growing up in a house where there's someone that can always make you laugh. I remember that one time in the garage.
Okay, fine. So I'm good for a few laughs, big deal.
You're good for a lot more than that. Joey, you've pulled this family through a lot of rough times.
Yeah, like, remember when I was afraid of the dentist? You were there to make it okay.
Look, we're in luck. A courage detector.
Last time I was here, it was a spit sucker.
Well, it does that, too. Let's find out where your courage is.
Beep. Beep, 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 beep
I found it. This is great. Your courage is inside your mouth.
Really?
Yeah, here, take a look. See? See in the back of your throat there, that little hangy ball thing?
Hey, yeah, what is that?
Well, it's your courage hangy ball.
I thought that was there for decoration.
You see, Joey, if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't have any teeth.
And I'd be still riding a tricycle.
You see, Joey, you taught Michelle how to ride a two-wheeler. I let her fall into the bushes.
But you made me get back on again, you remember? You're not going to let me go, right?
No way, not until you say so.
Okay, let's do it.
All right, you're doing it, Michelle.
Let go.
Are you sure?
Let go.
Are you really, really sure?
I said let go.
Way to go.
I'm not in the bush.
Michelle, I am so proud of you. You did it all by yourself.
Uh-uh, Jody, I did it with you.
You see, Joey, we don't know what we'd do without you.
That's right. So there's no way you're leaving this house because you were there for the girls, and I want you to be there for my kids.
Joey, there's a whole new generation of kids who haven't seen your spit fountain or learned to ride a bike or found their courage hangy ball.
Are you still mad at us, Joey?
I guess I never really was mad. I just felt so darn bad about what happened today, you know? Until I met you guys, I didn't know what it was like to be part of a family. You know, after my parents got divorced, it was just me and my mom, and it got pretty lonely sometimes. I used to watch the Brady Bunch and wish I was a part of their family. So it would have been Jan and Marcia and Cindy and Greg and Bobby and Peter and Joey. Anyhow, after I moved in with you guys, I got to be a part of that big family I always dreamed about.
Does that mean you're gonna stay?
Of course it means I'm gonna stay. I love you guys.
We love you too.
It's just one other thing, though. Hmm. Could we get a maid named Alice?
As to which I say, let us get him.